This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Daly County Commissioners recently approved about $6,000 for a matching grant, the building reuse grant. And here is Elizabeth Underwood with the Daly County EDC talking about that.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I'm happy to be here and to talk with you today about Project Pliable. Project Pliable is requesting your support to apply for a building reuse grant from the Rural Infrastructure Authority. If that funding is received, the company is expected to make an estimated investment of $4.8 million to expand its operations and create an additional 10 jobs in Stanley County. The local match for the submittal of this project requested is $6,000, which is well within the scope of the EDC's budget. This expansion will allow the company to add machinery that will times its current operations by 3 within 5 years. And my request to you today is to authorize the approval of a resolution to support the submittal of Project Pliable. At this time, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
House Representative-elect Cody Honeycutt said that after a record turnout in both Stanley and Montgomery counties, the votes were tallied up, and he was honored to be elected as the next North Carolina representative for House District 67. He said, quote, I cannot express how humbled I am by this opportunity and how excited I am to get to work for my constituents starting in January. My wife and I are grateful beyond measure for all the thoughts, prayers, and offerings of support that we have received throughout this process. I would like to ask you to continue that throughout this upcoming term. And take a moment to thank you and all of my family and friends who have played a role in this journey. Without the support of those who value our community, this outcome would not have been possible. Unquote. Stanley County School Board recently honored their Stanley Stars for the month of November, and here they are.
This evening, I would like to ask Mr. Ubaldo to come and join me at the podium. Mr. Ubaldo exemplifies what it means to be a positive force in our school community. Every day, he fosters a love for language and culture in his students through innovative lessons, patience, and enthusiasm. He is well loved by his Spanish students, and his classroom exudes engagement. He exhibits grace with high expectations and accountability. What truly sets him apart is his unwavering commitment to teamwork. He teaches 2 blocks at STEM and 2 blocks at Stanley Early College. Whether collaborating with fellow teachers to create cross-curricular experiences or supporting students beyond the classroom, Mr. Ubaldo is always ready to lend a hand with a positive attitude and smile. He embodies the spirit of collaboration and teamwork, bringing out the best in all who work alongside him. We are grateful for his dedication and the joy he brings to our schools. Please give Mr. Ubaldo a round of applause. Next, I'd like to ask Donna Carruthers to meet me at the podium. Ms. Carruthers is one of our most cherished and dedicated school community members. As the second longest standing staff member, Ms. Carruthers has been the heart of the Stanley Early College since 2007, offering support, guidance, and a warm, approachable demeanor to every student, family member, and staff member who cross her path. She is an invaluable part of their daily operations and a beloved figure in the school, providing comfort and wisdom to countless students and staff over the years, making them feel at home in our halls. From handling financial processes precisely to creating a welcoming presence, she has established an impactful legacy of support, and we are grateful for her unwavering commitment to our school community. Thank you. This time, will Miss Leanne Thompson meet us at the podium? Miss Thompson is a 7th grade English language arts teacher at South Stanley Middle School, and she consistently puts in great effort to inspire and engage her students, fostering a love for learning in the classroom. She develops strong, lasting connections with her students and takes pride in their personal development and academic success. As a dedicated member of the school improvement team and leader of South Stanley's highly successful Battle of the Books team, Mrs. Thompson makes South Stanley Middle School a better place. Please give her a round of applause. I'd like to invite Officer Joseph Wagner to the podium. Officer Wagner is the school resource officer at South Stanley Middle School. He is a model for what all school resource officers should aspire to be. He fosters strong, lasting relationships with both students and staff, genuinely caring about their well-being and always wanting the best for them. He is an essential member of the South Stanley Middle School family, and we appreciate him more than words can express. Please give him a round of applause.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Partly sunny today, a high this afternoon near 78. Mostly clear tonight, the low around 50. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 68. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, the low 44. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Welcome to a brand new hour of the Rick and Bubba Show with Eddie Van Adler, Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Bill Bubba Bussy, and Rick Burgess.
Let's go, baby. A brand new hour now starting. Thank you for being with us from the Big Boy Studio. As you heard, the gang is all here. Another opportunity to chat with you, America, before the hour is done. No Rick and Bubba University, the podcast today. But if you want to go back and catch some that you missed, catch those over the weekend. And there's a lot of them out there that you can get caught up on. All right, so some things to discuss. We've had a lot of discussion about celebrity endorsements that, if you look at the results, had very little.